How you doing, Alan?
Thank God, I'm good.
Okay, good to see you.
Good.
Great. So tonight we're going to learn an interesting sugya, and we're on Daf Dalid in Masechta Yoma. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, back on Daf Beis, taught us that there's a halacha of Prisha Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom HaKippur, which means that the Kohen Gadol was taken out of his house and secluded for 7 days before Yom HaKippur, before he did the Avoda of Yom HaKippur. And the Mishnah goes ahead and tells us that not only is there a requirement of Prisha and secluding the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim for 7 days, there's a parallel requirement of secluding what's called the Kohen HaSoref Es HaPora. And this is based on Mishnayis in Masechta Pora, that preparing the Pora Duma required that the Kohen, he was not the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen who was appointed to do this asiya, this avoda, of burning the para in order to prepare the afer, which was mixed with mayim chayim in a concoction that was used later on for tara. He too, this Kohen, asorif es hapara, was required prisha. He had to be secluded from his house for 7 days. And the Gemara has quoted now two different approaches, two different opinions as to where we know this law of Prisha. Where do we derive it from? What's the source for the requirement of Prisha? And we have machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan derives the halacha of Prisha in the case of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom HaKippurim from the Parsha of Miluim, which means that before the Mishkan was established on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Torah commanded Aaron to prepare for 7 full days in order to inaugurate the Avodas HaMishkan. And not only was Aaron commanded in the Yemei HaMiluim, but the other Kohanim as well, his children, his sons. And this is derived from a parsha at the end of Tzav, which is Vayikra Perek Ches, at the end of the Perek. And there the Torah says, "Umi Pesach Ol Moed Lo Seitzu Shivas Yomim." And the Ol Moed here is a reference to going into the Kodesh. And for 7 days, they had to be prepared. Ad Yom Melos Yimei Milueichem, Ki Shivas Yomim Yimalias Yedchem. Now, just like the Kohen Gadol, whose Aaron HaKohen would have to prepare for 7 full days before the Hakomas HaMishkan, when he did the Avoda, the Torah, the next pasuk says, Kasher Osa Bayom HaZeh Tziva Hashem Lasos. God commanded that for all generations, something very similar should occur with regard to the Kohen Gadol, so that although Aaron, during those 7 days, got the explicit command, and he had to separate in order to enter into the Ol Moed, and those were the Shivas Yimei Miluim, but since the Torah adds the words, Kasher Osa Bayom HaZeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'chapar Aleichem, the L'chapar Aleichem is a reference to Yom HaKippurim, and the Torah is commanding the Kohen Gadol for all times to do the same thing that Aaron had to do, to separate himself and prepare for 7 days, and the Kohen Gadol before the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim would have to prepare himself for 7 days. That's the source in the Torah, says Rabbi Yochanan, for the Chiyuv Prisha of Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippur. 7 days, the Kohen Gadol has to be Poresh. He leaves his wife. They give him a separate place Lishka, which is called Farhedrin. That's where he would spend 7 days preparing for Yom HaKippur. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, has a different source for the Chiyuv Prisha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom HaKippur. And that's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And once again, I'll read the Pasuk. It says in Shmos Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tezayin, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseu Ha'anan Sheshes Yomim. The Anan, the cloud as it were, surrounded Moshe Rabbeinu. He was separate from everyone else, and he was sanctified during this period of 6 days, separated, as we said, from everyone else. And the Torah says that on the 7th day, Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i mitoch ha'anan, and God called out to Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th day. So Reish Lakish tells us that this is Har Sinai, and at the time of Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the command to separate himself, and he was surrounded by the Anan, by the cloud. Now, of course, the problem is that the Torah says 6 days he was surrounded by the cloud. And on the 7th day, the voice of Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu mitoch Anan. So this was a Gemara that we learned many weeks ago, when we started Masechta Yoma, that the 7th day, according to Reish Lakish, is a different halacha that has to do with Tumah V'Tahara, and we tag on the 7th day. But fundamentally, we derive from the 6 days of Kisui HaAnan. Moshe Rabbeinu was about to enter into what's called the Kodesh, and in order to do so, he had to prepare himself for this period of time. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of Matan Torah at Har Sinai, had to prepare himself for entering into the Kodesh, because he would go up to Har Sinai, and there he would spend 40 days with the Shekhinah. So that's called the Machne Shekhinah. The Har Sinai is called Machne Shekhinah, and the Kohen Gadol likewise, on Yom HaKippur, would enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is called the Machne Shekhinah, and he too, like Moshe Rabbeinu before he went into the Machne Shekhinah of Har Sinai, the Kohen Gadol would have to prepare himself for that period of 7 days before he enters into the Machne Shekhinah, meaning the Kodesh Kedoshim, when he did the Avodah Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom HaKippur. Now the Gemara here, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, on the top of the Amud, records a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish, and I'll just highlight the main points, and then we'll learn the Gemara inside for tonight. And he says, it makes sense according to me that we derive Prisha from the Miluim, and the Brisa will tell us that there's Hazah in which we sprinkle kol shiva michatos. The word chatos, which you'll see on the 4th line on the Amud, is a reference to the paraduma, to the mechatos, which is called chatos. And it was hazah all these days in which the Kohen Gadol was poresh. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I can derive that from the shiva simei miluim, because just like in Shiva Simei Miluim, there was Hazah for the 7 days of Miluim, so too the Kohen Gadol, before he goes in to do the Avodah of the Yom HaKippurim, he would also have to have Hazah. And all this we can derive from Miluim. The Gemara points out that this is a bit strange, because the Hazah during the Yimei Miluim was not a Hazah of Mechatos, it was rather a Hazah of Dam. And Reish Lakish turns back to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, okay, so you work out very nicely. You're very calm and very smooth, that you derive from Miluim the requirement of Hazor Kol Shiva. I don't follow. Rabbi Yochanan, you are in the same difficult straits that I'm in, because in the case of Shiva Simei Miluim, the Hazor was Hazor's dam. These were the dam of the Karbonos, of the various Karbonos, that they were Maza on the Kohen during those days of Yemei Amiluim. So why, Rabbi Yochanan, are you attacking me that I derive Prisha of Kohen Gadol from Sinai, and you ask me where was the Hazor on Har Sinai, and according to you, where was the Hazor of the Yemei Amiluim? That was Hazor of Dam, it wasn't Hazor of Mayim. So at this point, Rabbi Yochanan says, Holo Kasha. As far as my understanding is concerned, that we're going to derive Prisha of Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim from Yemei Amiluim, we can apply the principle of Rabbi Chiya. What is the principle of Rabbi Chiya? Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. That although during the Yemei Amiluim, the Prisha of Aaron and the Hazor was Dam, but nevertheless, the Paraduma comes as a substitute for Dam. And that's called Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Adam. And we're going to have to, as we go through Masechta Yuma, we'll have to understand what that means, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. But in any event, there was Hazor during the Shivas Yemei Amiluim, and based on that, the Mishnah establishes at the beginning of Masechta Yoma that the Kohen Gadol, during the 7 days of Prisha, when he was separated preparing for the Avodas Yom Kippurim, he too had Hazor, albeit a different kind of Hazor, not Hazor of Dam, but Hazor of Mayim. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, Reish Lakish, that you derive Prisha of Kohen Gadol from Sinai, Hazor b'Sinai mi havi. Was there any Hazor at Har Sinai that we don't know of any Hazor at Har Sinai? So if you take a look at Tosus, Divri Amaskel Hazor, the second Tosus here on the Avdalin Amin Aleph, V'im Tomar, for Ahavi B'Sinai Hazor's Dam, just like there was Hazor's Dam during the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, so too there was Hazor's Dam at Har Sinai. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says again at the end of Parshas Mishpotim, V'ikach Moshe Sadom, Vayizrak al ha'am. Moshe took the dam that he collected from the korbanos in the agodos in those receptacles, and he sprinkled them on the people. V'yeshlomar Tosus answers osa zrika lohoisa b'shvil tara sharelo al Moshe levado nizrak el al kol ha'am. So, what was the purpose of the zrikas hadam on the people of Israel that is recorded at the end of Parshas Mishpatim? The purpose was not Tara, was not to purify and sanctify, but rather it was what's called Dam Habris. And the proof is because that Dam was not sprinkled on Moshe Rabbeinu, and only on Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather it was sprinkled on the people. And that created a Bris. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says there at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Hine Dam Habris Asher Kars Hashem Imochem. So a kind of Hazor for the sake of Tara, for the sake of his kadshus, to sanctify, that existed during Yemei Amiluim, but did not exist at Har Sinai. So therefore, according to Yureish Lakish, that we derive the Chiyuv Prisha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippurim from Har Sinai, why do we require, the Mishnah says we require Hazor during these 7 days, what's the basis for that? And Reish Lakish gives the answer, Maila Bialma, that this was a separate Maila, which is not really required according to the strict letter of the law, because based on our Sinai, we have no requirement of Hazor, but we're going to do Hazor as a Maila. Maila means in order to uplift and sanctify and purify the Kohen Gadol before he goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, before he enters into the Machne Shechina, we're going to require a Maila, a separate purification on the highest level, and that's going to be Azor from the Mechatos for 7 days. Now, if you take a look at Tosus Yeshanim, which you'll see is printed in small letters on the top left of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, V'im Tomar L'Didei Nami D'lo Yolif Prishas Para Mikra is Azor de Para Minole. Truth be told, that Rabbi Yochanan has a problem. He attacks Reish Lakish, but really, this question should haunt Rabbi Yochanan as well, because the Mishnah establishes Prisha not only in the case of the Kohen Gadol, before he enters into the Kodesh Kadoshim, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, but the Mishnah also establishes, as we mentioned earlier, that with regard to preparing the Parah Aduma, the Kohen Asorev is required to be Poresh for 7 days before he does the Asiya of burning the Parah Aduma. And where in the Parsha of Miluim, you know, you could tell me that as far as Kohen Gadol is concerned, you could derive from Miluim activating the principle of Rabbi Chia that Nichlesu Mayim Tachas Dam, that there was a Hazar during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kasher Asa means we're going to derive that the Kohen Gadol likewise needs Hazar for 7 days. But what about the Kohen Asarif Sapara? And the Gemara establishes earlier in Masechta Yoma that with regard to the Kohen Asarif Sapara, there's a concept called Maila Bialma, and we require during this Prisha period of the Kohen Asorev that we sprinkle the Mechatos concoction on him on a daily basis for that 7 days. That's only a Mila. So Rabbi Yochanan himself has to accept the concept of Mila, which means that sometimes the Azor is an extra curricular addition, a tag on, for an extra level of Kedusha and Tara. And that we see in the case of the Kohen Asarif Sapara. So why couldn't he understand that Reish Lakish could also accept that the Azor was a Maila B'Alma? Why does he attack Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Reish Lomar, Degavi Para Nichole? The concept of Maila is very familiar to Rabbi Yochanan in the case of the Kohen Asarif Sapara. Bishum de kama milas havi bepara, avol kan loyu mesaknin azor mi libam. He says that with regard to the Kohen Hasorif and Sapara, we already had earlier in the Masechta that there were milos of Tara that they imposed upon the Kohen Hasorif. For example, for 7 days, he had to get used to using certain kelim, klei adoma, klei glolim, various kinds of kelim that are not makabel tuma, and all this is because of Mila. So we're familiar with the Mila with regard to the Kohen Asarif Sapara, and therefore it makes sense that we would add Hazar as another element of Mila. But in the case of a Kohen Gadol before his Avodah Yom HaKippur for 7 days of Prisha, there the halacha of Hazar should be a fundamental halacha. We don't find a concept of Mila with regard to the Kohen Gadol preparing for Yom HaKippurim. And therefore the Tosi Shonim says, Aval Kan, with regard to Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, Lo Hayom Esaknin Hazah Milima. There's no reason, there's no precedent for the concept of Mila with regard to the Kohen Gadol, that now the Rabbanan should come up with an idea of Mila and require Hazah for the 7 days before the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So Reish Lakish answers, no, that in fact there's a concept of Mila not only with regard to the Kohen Asarif Sapara, and that we're familiar with from all the preparations that the Kohen needed before he burnt the Parah, but even with regard to the Kohen Gadol, we want to add, and the Rabbanan want to embellish his preparation, his Prisha, with a Mila. And that Mila is Hazah. Say Nachinami. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you ask me what's the source for Hazah during the 7 days of Kohen Gadol before he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, the answer is Miluim. Just that we're going to substitute a Hazov Mayim for the Hazov Dam that took place during the Shiva Simei Milum. But the concept of Hazov finds its source rooted in Yimei HaMiluim. Mashenkin, in conscious, according to Reish Lakish, who derives the whole concept of Prisha of Kohen Gadol from the Parsha of Har Sinai, there we don't find any basis for Hazor. We don't know in the Pasuk that there was Hazor. But the answer is, says Reish Lakish, the Hazor was a Hazor of Mila, in order to add an extra element of purification and of sanctification for the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom HaKippur. Now, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And this is where we were up to before. We're going to count up now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up before the end of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tanya Kavasei Dereish Lakish. The Gemara now says the following. We have two brisas. One brisa is going to support Rabbi Yochanan, and one is going to support Reish Lakish. The brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan actually derives Prisha of Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim from the Parsha of Miluim. And I'll just read to you a synopsis of that brisa, because we want to focus today on Reish Lakish. But just in terms of Rabbi Yochanan, the Braisa tells us that in the Parsha of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, in Parshas Achrimos, the Torah says, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. And the Braisa derives from the word Bezos, that the word Bezos is a reference to something that had already taken place earlier. So, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh means that when Aaron enters in the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom HaKippurim, it's got to be Bezos. And what is this Bezos referring to? It's referring, says the Braisa, to Miluim, that just like with regard to Miluim, Aaron had to be Poresh for 7 days, and every one of those 7 days, he had to do the avoda, preparing himself for the final day, which was the commencement of the avoda in the Mishkan. And every day, Moshe Rabbeinu, during the 7 days of Miluim, would teach Aaron and guide him and train him in the Seder Avoda. So too, Aflidoros, for all generations, the Brice establishes that Kohen Gadol is Porei Shivas Yomim, in order that on the 8th day he should be able to be Meshamesh in the Migdash Yom Echad, and during these 7 days they would attach to the Kohen Gadol 2 Talmidei Chachamim that were Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what does that mean, they were Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu? We're talking now for all generations, but it means that they accepted Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah, as opposed to the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim had a totally different understanding of the Avodah of the Ketores, Lifnai v'Lifnim, on the Kodesh Kodoshim, and they would have it, reading the Psukim, as if the Torah requires that the Ketores was already burnt on a Machta before the Kohen Gadol entered into the Kodesh Kodoshim. But Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah Shebal Peh transmitted the Torah that the Kohen Gadol would enter into the Kodesh Kodoshim, and there he would burn the Ketores. So there were 2 Talmidei Chachamim that were Talmidim of Moshe, and they would prepare the Kohen Gadol for 7 days for the Avodah. And all this is derived in the Braisa from the word Bezos, because the word Bezos sends us back to the Parsha of Miluim, that just like during Miluim, Aaron was Poresh for 7 days, he was Meshamesh, Moshe Rabbeinu taught him, so too for all generations before the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kodashim, he's going to be prepared for 7 days, and the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning those who accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah and his teachings, Lafuke, to exclude the Tzedokim, would guarantee that they would teach the Kohen Gadol for 7 days how to enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim and do the complicated avoda of the Haktoras Haktoras. But now the Gemara says that we have another Braisa that's going to support Reish Lakish. Just like there's one Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, and that Braisa is outspoken about the fact that we derive Prisha of Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippurim from Shivas Yimei Miluim. Now we're going to quote a Braisa that supports Rabbi Reish Lakish, and we're going to derive the obligation of Prisha of Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippurim from our Sinai. Tanya Kavosa Reish Lakish. Now, in order to appreciate this Braisa, what we're going to have to do is open up the parasha once again at the end of Mishpatim and read the pasuk once more. The Torah says in Shmos Chav Dalet, pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichasehu Ha'anan Sheishes Yomim. And the ambiguous word here that's going to lead to a tremendous controversy is the word Vayichasehu. And it covered him. And the question is, who's the him? What is being covered over here? It says Vayichasehu Ha'anan Sheishes Yomim. And then Vayikra al Moshe Bayom Ashvi Mitoch Anon. So Rashi says the following in his Pirush al Torah. Vayichaseyu ha'anon Raboseinu Cholkin b'dover. There's machlokes amongst our great masters how to interpret this pasuk Vayichaseyu ha'anon. And basically, the machlokas is going to revolve around the following question. What were these 6 days? When did they occur? Yesh omrim, according to one opinion, Elu sheshes yomim mirosh chodesh v'ad atzeres. The Torah tells us that they mirosh chodesh sivan bo l'midbar Sinai, that the nation of Israel came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And according to this first interpretation, the 6 days of Vayichaseyu Ha'anan Sheishes Yomim are referring to the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Matan Torah on the seventh day. And if that be the case, then Vayichaseyu Ha'anan, Rashi says, if we're talking during the 6 days leading up to Matan Torah, prior to Matan Torah, then Vayichaseyu Ha'anan is Lahar. When it says in the pasuk, God covered it with the Anan, what's the it? The it is Har Sinai. Har Sinai was surrounded by the cloud. And then the pasuk says, Vayikra El Moshe B'Yom HaShvi. What happened on the seventh day, which now, according to this Yesh Omrim, in the first opinion, is on the seventh of Sivan, Lomar Aseres HaDibros. So Matan Torah takes place on the seventh day, and now the question is, wait a minute, the Torah is being given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is being given to all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara at the end of Makkos tells us that Anochi V'lo Yieh, that all of Klal Yisrael as a nation, they heard directly from the voice of Hashem, the Aseres, or at least the first two of the Aseres had Dibros. So why does the Torah indicate Vayikra El Moshe by Yom HaShvi? What do you mean by Yom HaShvi? Yom HaShvi is the day of Matan Torah of Aseres had Dibros. It's not Vayikra El Moshe. It's Vayikra El Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Moshe v'chol b'nei Yisrael omdim, that the voice of God of Matan Torah came out to all of Klal Yisrael that was standing at our Sinai. Ela, so why does the Torah say, Vayikra el Moshe, singling out Moshe, shecholak hakosav kovid le Moshe, it wouldn't be so nice if the pasuk would include all of Klal Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu was included in all of Klal Yisrael. The Torah wanted to give kavod to Moshe and singled out Moshe Rabbeinu. But in truth, Vayikra means the Aseres HaDibros, following the sixth day on the seventh day of Sivan, God called out to all of Klal Yisrael, and they heard at least the first two Dibros directly from the voice of Hashem. That's the Yesh Omrim, the first interpretation of this parasha. Now Rashi quotes another interpretation of this parasha. Yesh Omrim, Vayechaseu Ha'onan LeMoshe, and the Vayechaseu is not referring to the Har, but rather the Anan surrounded Moshe Rabbeinu. When did this take place? Shisha Yomim Li'achar Aseres HaDibros. Vehem Hayu Tchilas Arboim Yom Sha'ola Moshe L'Kabel Aluchos. So Rashi says, according to the second interpretation, the 6 days of the Anan were not the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan before Matan Torah on the 7th. We're already after Matan Torah. On the day of Matan Torah, Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to go up to the mountain to receive the balance of the Torah, where Moshe is going to receive the Luchos and all of the Torah, Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, for 40 days. And the Torah commands Moshe Rabbeinu to prepare for going up to the mountain of Har Sinai. And that's Vayichaseu Anan. And it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is now Poresh. He is surrounded by the Anan. And he's going to prepare himself for 6 days so that he will be able to receive the Torah from Moshe, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up on Har Sinai during that 40-day period. Limdecha, Rashi says that if you accept the second Yesh Omrim, that this entire process or sequence of events took place not before Matan Torah, but rather after Matan Torah, not before Aseres HaDibros, but rather right after Aseres HaDibros, as part of the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain to receive the Torah, then Limdecha, we derive from this, Shekol HaNichnas L'Machnas Shechina, anyone who enters into the Machnas Shechina, because the Har was now the Machnas Shechina, that's where the Shechina is going to come down on the mountain and teach Moshe Rabbeinu Torah for 40 days. Ton Prisha Shishas Yom. He's got to separate for 6 days. Now this machlokes, about how to interpret the 6 days of Vayechaseu Anan, when it's referring to the mountain, because we're talking about the first 6 days of the month of Sivan, and now we're before Matan Torah, or these 6 days are after Matan Torah. Vayechaseu Anan means that the Anan covered Moshe Rabbeinu. These two interpretations that Rashi offers is in fact a machlokes tanoim. What's the source of this Rashi? The Gemara that we're studying now, the Braisa here in Yuma on Daf Dalet Amud Alef. Tanya Kavosid Reish Lakish. Moshe Ola Ba'anan Viniskase Ba'anan. Moshe goes up to the mountain of Har Sinai. This is after Matan Torah. And he's covered by the Anan. Viniskadish Ba'anan. And he is sanctified during this period of time, the 6 days in which he's covered by the Anan. Kedei Lekabel Torah Liyisrael B'Kedusha. So that he will receive the Torah and he'll be able to transmit it to Yisrael. He'll receive it B'Kedusha. So this Kisui Anan, which surrounds Moshe Rabbeinu, according to this first opinion, which is going to be equal to the Yesh Omrim, the second opinion that we saw in Rashi, this all takes place after Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to receive the Torah, meaning beyond the Aseres HaDibros, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Shechina on Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the Machne Shechina, Shenemar, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, V'zeho Yomaisa Achar Aseres HaDibros. Vayitchila Le'arboim Yom. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili insists that when it says Vayechaseo Anan, it means this is after Matan Torah. This is already after the Aseret Dibros. Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to the mountain to receive the balance of the Torah. He's going to be up on the mountain in 40 days. The mountain has the status of Machna Shechina. He has to prepare for the Machna Shechina. And that's the Prisha in which Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days was surrounded by the Anan. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rashi, Dibra Maskel Ze Maisa, which is approximately 20 lines up before the end of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Rashi. Rashi says, Klomar, Iyata Yochel Lomar Vayichaseu Lahar V'lo L'Moshe. Rabbi Yossi Aglili rejects the possibility that Vayichaseu means that the mountain was covered, and not Moshe. V'elu Sheshes Yomim Hoyu Mirosh Chodesh Hebo L'Sinai V'ad Yom Matan Torah. You cannot, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, accept this interpretation, which, if you recall, was the first Yesh Omrim of Rashi in his Pirush HaLa Torah, namely, that these 6 days were the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh, when they came to Midbar Sinai, until Yom Matan Torah on the 7th of Sivan, which means that Enkan Prisha Klala Moshe, because the Vechaseu here, which is the Prisha, is not referring to Prisha at all, because Vechaseu is referring to the Har, says Rashi, it's impossible for Rabbi Yossi Aglili to accept such a possibility. Why? Sharei kol osam shisha yomim ala v'yorad bashkama. What was Moshe Rabbeinu busy doing during the 6 days before Aseret HaDibros? Moshe Rabbeinu had a very busy agenda. Every morning of those 6 days, he would get up early, and he had another task. He went up to Har Sinai. On the first of those 6 days, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he related that Klal Yisrael had said, Nasim and Ishma, they're ready to accept the Torah. And on the second day, Moshe Rabbeinu got a tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Bnei Yisrael that they should be Poresh Min HaIsha, and that's the Shlosh Yismei Hagbola. And then on the next day, he went up to the mountain, and Hashem gave a mitzvah hagbola that they should stay far away from the mountain. And therefore, every single day, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy going up on the mountain. So you can't tell me that this Vayichaseu would be a 6 day period of Prisha in which the Anan would be surrounding Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was not around. He was not available during these 6 days. He was going up and down the mountain each day with another purpose in mind. But rather, lefi zeh, says the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Maisa hoyali achar aseres hadibros. When is it possible to say that the Anan would have surrounded Moshe Rabbeinu? That's only after the aseres hadibros, betchilas arboim yom, at the commencement of the 40-day period, shenichnas l'machne shechina, when Moshe would enter into the machne shechina of Har Sinai, lios shomem Hashem l'kabal luchos, he would receive the luchos, and he would receive the entire Torah. Ulekama mifarish meicha pshitale di achar aseres hadibros hoyashisha yomim halol. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask the question, why was it so simple? And a straightforward premise, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that these 6 days of Vayichaseu Anan could not have possibly been referring to the Har, and it was during the 6 days before Aseret HaDibros. Now, the Braisa records a machlokes. The second opinion is that of Rabbi Akiva. And this you'll see on the bottom line on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem. When the Shechina comes down, it comes down Meirosh Chodesh from Rosh Chodesh Sivan Vayichaseu. Here we're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The pasuk says Vayichaseu Ha'anan Sheshes Yomim. We're not going to interpret that Vayichaseu refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, because again, Moshe Rabbeinu during these 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan was up and down. He was busy Olev Yored Bashkama. So it couldn't be that Vechaseyu Anon is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather Hanan Lahar, that the kisui of the Anon was on the mountain. And then, after 6 days in which the mountain was surrounded by the Anan, the Kvod Hashem, Vayikrael Moshe. Now Moshe is called up to receive the Torah on the seventh day. But that doesn't make any sense, because it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu who was standing and waiting on the seventh day to receive the Aseret HaDibros. It was Moshe V'chol Yisrael Omdiv. So the Kriya, the voice of Hashem, which would tell the people, Anochi V'loyia, etc., and all the Aseret HaDibros, was for all of Klal Yisrael. So how could it say Vayikra El Moshe? That's Rabbi Akiva's problem. And the answer is, Lo Ba'akosav El Elchalei Kvod Le Moshe, that this Pasuk is only giving Kavod to Moshe, but in truth, the voice came out to all of Klal Yisrael. Now, Tosus asks the following kasha. How does the Gemara, this is the last Tosus on Daf Dalet Amud El, how does the Gemara postulate that this Braisa is a support for Reish Lakish, although it's true, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is a support for Reish Lakish? Why? Because Vayichaseu Anan refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, and for 6 days after the Aseres HaDibros, at the beginning of the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu going up to receive the Luchos on Har Sinai, which was an entry into the Machna Shechina, Moshe Rabbeinu had to prepare himself for 6 days beforehand, and that for sure is a support text for Reish Lakish, that we derive the concept of Prisha from Har Sinai. But what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says that Vechaseyu is not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Apparently, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And if that be the case, Har Sinai is not a source for Prisha. Rabbi Yochanan has his own source in the Parsha Miluim. So why does the Gemara quote this Braisa as a Tanya Kavase de Reish Lakish? Although it's true that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is a support text for Reish Lakish, but nevertheless, the Braisa also quotes Rabbi Akiva, who's the dissenting view, and he holds that the 6 days of Kisui were the 6 days before the Aseres HaDibros, and it wasn't Vayichas Ha'onanes Moshe Rabbeinu, but Vayichas Ha'onanes Ahor. And that could reflect the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, that there's nothing in our Sinai that indicates Prisha and could serve as a precedent and a source to derive Prisha of Kohen Gadol. The Tosfos answers, Yesh Lomar, Kvar Aisi Li El Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We already had quoted earlier on this Amud a proof text from another Braisa for Rabbi Yochanan. And Adifa Mine, that is a clear-cut, explicit statement in a Braisa that we derive, like Rabbi Yochanan, Prisha Kohen Gadol from Shivas Yimei Amiluim. Now the Gemara wants to quote another Braisa that records a Tana who would hold like Reish Lakish, and Prisha took place before Moshe Rabbeinu entered into the Machne Shechina of Har Sinai at the commencement of the 40-day period on Har Sinai. And Enochinami, the second opinion quoted in this Braisa, that of Rabbi Akiva, could certainly reflect the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not explicit. Because Rabbi Akiva is not talking about the derivation of the Chiyuv Prisha of Kohen Gadol before Shivas Yom, before Yom HaKippurim. That was the discussion that was explicitly addressed by the previous Braisa. So we already had Tanya Kavose de Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we want to bring a Braisa that would support Reish Lakish, even though it's only one opinion in the Braisa, namely that of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But the Braisa continues. We're back now on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, on the third line from the top, and quotes another two Tanoim. And they have other opinions about the purpose of these 6 days of Yechaseyu Ha'anan. Now, Rashi points out that Rabbi Nosson, who's the third opinion quoted in this Braisa, he also agrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the six-day period of Vayichaseu Anan was the 6 days after Matan Torah, as the kickoff of the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, but whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglili understood that those 6 days of Prisha was because Moshe Rabbeinu was entering into the Machna Shechina, Rabbi Nassan has another view as to why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Poresh for 6 days. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Lo Ba'a Kosev El Lumarek Achila Ushasiya Shebimeyav Lasumu Kemalochi Ashores. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ascend the mountain for 40 days. During that 40-day period, he will not eat, he will not drink. He will be on the level of Malachi Ashores, who don't have to drink and don't have to eat. And for 6 days, Moshe Rabbeinu already prepared himself for Sinai by Prisha. But again, what was this Prisha? The Prisha was not a Prisha of his kadshus to sanctify and uplift Moshe Rabbeinu for entry into the Machne Shechina of Har Sinai, but rather it was 6 days of Prisha from Achil and Shasiya. This was, so to speak, a training period to uplift Moshe Rabbeinu to the status of a Malach Hashem, Malach Hashares, so that now, for the 40-day period on Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu would already have what's called Marika. And what does it mean, Lamarek? Lamarek means to clean out something. It would clean out his body, so to speak, from all Achilas Shasiya. Right up until that 6 day period, Moshe Rabbeinu ate and he drank like any other human being. And the food was in his system, so to speak, in his Me'ayim. And he had to now clean out his Me'ayim for 6 days. Now, if that be the case, then once again, we have to conclude that there's no source for Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, his Prisha, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, according to Rabbi Nosson, had 6 days of Prisha for the purpose of cleaning him out from Achil and Shasiya, to uplift him to the status of Malachi Ashares, and he could live and exist for 40 days on the mountain without Achil and Shasiya. This has nothing to do with Prisha of a Kohen Gadol. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Reish Lakish has a very good source for Prisha of Kohen Gadol, because Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to enter into the Machna Shechina, he needed a Prisha of Kedusha and his Kadshus. But according to Rabbi Nassan, the Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days was unique and restricted to Moshe Rabbeinu. He cannot derive any conclusions about Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim, because this was not Moshe Rabbeinu as a Prisha for preparing to go into the Machna Shechina. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's preparation to reach the level of Malachi Ashores. It has nothing to do with Kohen Gadol. So that Reish Lakish, if he wants to hang his hat on a peg, he's going to hang it on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now we have a fourth sheet about why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Poresh. And once again, Rav Masya ben Charash is another Tana who agrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili that this period of 6 days of Vayichaseu Anan took place after Matan Torah, after the Aseres HaDibros, as a preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu going up for 40 days onto the mountain to receive the Torah. But lo ba kosuv el li'ayim olav. But the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu's Prisha for 6 days is la'ayim olav. Now, we vaguely translate la'ayim into English as to threaten someone, but really that's not what it means. The word la'ayim comes from the word ema. Ema means awe. And this halacha of Kabbalah Satorah, that when we learn Torah and when we receive Torah, it's got to be ema. And this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, as we'll see immediately. Says Rav Masya ben Charash, Kidei shete Torah nitenes bi'ema bireses ubezeah. That when the Torah is given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu enters into the Machna Shechina to receive Torah, he has to be receiving Torah bi'ema with an absolute awe, bireses ubezeah, you know, with sweat, with trembling, Shenemar Ivdus Hashem Biyira Vigilu Bira'ada. The pasuk Vigilu Bira'ada is a reference to Torah, because the pasuk says Pikuri Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev, that to learn Torah you have to be in a state of Gila. Gila means joy. We have to receive the Torah and study the Torah in a state of joy, but it also says Ivdus Hashem Biyira. That's the paradox, the integration of what we call thesis and antithesis. On the one hand, we have to be in a state of yira, of fear, trembling, and awe, but at the same time, simultaneously, we have to be in a state of joy. Only the Torah could have an integration of those two polar extreme emotions. And that's the way we have to receive Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed a preparation period, says Rav Masya, of 6 days in order to focus on Ema, Reses, and Zeah to accept the Torah in that proper attitude. But again, it has nothing to do with Kohen Gadol entering into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, according to Rav Masya, once again, the purpose and the agenda of this 6-day period of Vayichasehu Ha'anan, a Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu before Kabbalah HaTorah, has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. And it's a special halacha in Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. We cannot extrapolate from that and derive any conclusions about Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur. However, I do want to share with you an opinion here in one of the Achronim, and that opinion says that even according to Rav Masya, we could perhaps, with a little bit of a leap of faith, with a little bit of poetic imagination, we could possibly derive Reish Lakish's conclusion, and the Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a source and a precedent for the Prisha of Kohen Gadol before he goes into Yom HaKippurim, Tulsaiv Lefnim, even though, obviously, the purpose and the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol has nothing to do with Kabbalah HaTorah. That's not what happened in the Kodesh Kodashim. He did the Avodah of Laktores HaKtores, but nevertheless, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was entering into the Machne Shechina of Har Sinai, albeit for the purpose of receiving the Torah, he needed these 6 days of Prisha, so too the Kohen Gadol, before Yom HaKippurim, when he enters into the Machne Shechina, he needs a period of Prisha. So that's going to be a little bit of a debate and a controversy whether or not Reish Lakish could jive, so to speak, with Rabbi Masya ben Choresh. The simple pshat is that, on the contrary, Reish Lakish could only fit and stand on the shoulders of Rabbi Yosef Glu. So let's now take a minute to summarize what we've seen so far. Whereas in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, we derive the Chiyuv Prisha, the Kohen Gadol, from Shiva Simea Miluim, and we had a brisa that explicitly records that derivation. That's called Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of Reish Lakish, who maintains that we derive the Chiyuv Prisha of Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim from Har Sinai, from Moshe Rabbeinu's Prisha of Har Sinai, which was 6 days plus the extra day we're going to derive in the case of the Kohen Gadol because of Tara, to make sure in case he had a relationship with his wife, and maybe she was a Nida, we need that 7th day, whatever it is. But now we have a Braisa that quotes a Machlokes about the Pasuk here of Vayishkon Kvar Hashem Al Arsina Vechaseo Anon Sheches Yomim Vayikra Al Moshe Vayom Hashvi Mitocha Anan. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and it seems like all the Tanoim accepted his view, this Vayichaseo Anan Sheches Yom is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is surrounded by the Anan for 6 days. This 6-day period is after Matan Torah. And therefore, Vayikra El Moshe, specifically, God calls to Moshe Rabbeinu Yom HaShvi after his 6 days of Prisha when he was surrounded by the Anan, and tells him to come up to the mountain. Now you're prepared to go into the Machne Shechina in order to receive the balance of the Torah. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's impossible to interpret that these 6 days that are described as Vechaseo Anan refer to the 6 days starting on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, And the Gemara is going to tell us why Rav Yosef Gluli could not possibly accept that interpretation, that the 6 days commenced with Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, indeed accepts that interpretation. These were 6 days before Matan Torah, before the 7th of Sivan, when the Torah was given, the Aseres HaDibros. And Vayichaseu could not refer possibly to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was not available during these 6 days from the beginning of Chodesh Sivan for the Vayichaseu Anon. But rather, Vayichaseu Anon means that the Kvod Hashem came and the Anon covered the mountain. And then the voice came out after 6 days, on the 7th day, calling the people of Israel to hear and receive the Aseres HaDibros. And Vayikra really means that the voice called out to all of Klal Yisrael, but we have a principle called Kedei Lachlok Kavo L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore the Pasuk mentions Vayikra El Moshe, but in truth, the Kriya on the 7th day was for all of Klal Yisrael. And Reish Lakish, now according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, has a basis for his conclusion that just like Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai required Prisha in order to enter into the climb up the mountain of Har Sinai to receive the Torah, which Har Sinai had the status of Machne Shechina, you need Prisha before entering into the Machne Shechina, so to the Kohen Gadol, before he enters into the Kodesh Kadosh and the Machne Shechina on Yom HaKippurim, he needs Prisha. In this case, he needs Prisha of 7 days, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu who had Prisha of 6 days. And that's called Tanya Kavose Dereish Lakish. This is a support for Reish Lakish. My Vegilu Bera'ada, the Gemara wants to know, what does David HaMelech mean in the Pasuk in Tilim Vegilu Bera'ada? On the one hand is Gila, on the other hand is Ra'ada. Amar Av Adab Ar Masto Marab B'mokom Gila. When we receive the Torah, and the Torah is Mesameach Es HaLev, as the Pasuk says, Pikuri Hashem Yishom Mesamche Lev, Isham Te Rada. In that very ma'amad, in that very status of Gila, of Simcha, we have to be in a state of Ra'ada. So the Gemara quoted a Braisa, and the purpose of this Braisa was to quote Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who derives from Moshe Rabbeinu, that at Har Sinai Moshe Rabbeinu needed Prisha before he would go up to the mountain and receive the Torah from Hashem, and the mountain had the status of Machne Shechina, and therefore Reish Lakish says we could derive from Moshe Rabbeinu that went before the Kohen Gadol would enter into the Machne Shechina on Yom HaKippurim in order to do the great Avodah in the Kodesh Kadoshim, he too would need Prisha. And now Rabbosai, we're up to the Maikom Mifliki. So at this point, I would like to take a break. Just before we end, I want to mention here that Ivduas Hashem Lekabalas Ol Malchus Avigilu Oz Tismachu Bi'es Bo Ra'ada Al Hamordim Bashem. So that's the way the Metzudas David on Tehillim explains this pasuk. And Rav Masya ben Charash has a different interpretation of this pasuk, not the one that's quoted by the Metzudas David, which Metzudas David is always committed to Rav David Pardo to explain the pasuk al pi pshuto. But he understands Rabbi Masya that the concept of Vigilu is a reference to Kabbalah Satorah. Rashi quotes the pasuk Pikuri Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev, as we mentioned earlier. And Tosus, if you see Dibra Maskel Bimkom, or Bimmakom, I should read it, they explain that Makom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makom Gila. As it says in the pasuk in Divrei Ayomim, Oz V'chedva Bimkoma. So according to the Gvuras Ari, one of the major commentaries on Yoma, according to Rashi, he says the Prisha is because of Matan Torah. Shetinoseina Torah Biema. And the pasuk from which we derive this is speaking about Torah. But according to Tosfos, the Ema here that we require is because of Knisas Moshe Rabbeinu L'machnas Shechina. Because the pasuk from which we derive it, according to Tosfos, is not addressing Torah, but rather Makomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means when it says, B'makom Gila Shamte Rada, and Makom Gila refers to Oz V'chedva B'mkomo, that's the Machne Shechina. And therefore, according to Tosfos, says the Gvuras Ari, Reish Lakish could find a source and a basis for his shita deriving from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, even according to Rabbi Masya ben Charash, because this whole purpose of Ema V'yira is not for Kabbal Satorah, but rather for entering into the Machne Shechina, which is the Makom Gila Shomte Ra'ada, and Makom Gila, according to Tosus, is a reference to the location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Machne Shechina, where is Oz V'chedva B'mkoma. The Ritva has a slightly different take on this parasha, on this sugya, and he says that the pasuk Ivdu as Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'ada, which is quoted here in this brisa as a source, is al hatorah li'nasim b'yira, and it's not derived from gilu b'ra'ada, but rather from the ratio of the pasuk that says Ivdu as Hashem b'yira. And when the Gemara dashens in the Sefer here, Vigilu, from the Sefer of the Pasuk Vigilu Berada, that's not a beer, that's not an explanation for the Brisa. But once the Brisa quotes this Pasuk, then the Gemara adds this Drasha. And the actual Drasha is a reference to the Torah being given to Yira, and it's not from Vigilu Berada, but rather from Ivdu Es Hashem B'yira, which is the ratio of the pasuk. So where we're stopping now is on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we're up to B'mai Kamiflegi, which you'll see right before the wide lines, about 10 lines down from the top of Daf Dalet Amud Beis.